We could be looking at a coronavirus surge in our country this fall. That's according to Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration. He believes the highly contagious Delta variant could cut into the nation's progress if only 75% of eligible people are vaccinated. Let's break this down with Dr. Lena Nguyen, who teaches public health at George Washington University. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tanya. Great to join you again.
Yes. So let's start in the South, where cases are climbing. Missouri had a 72% increase in the last 14 days. Arkansas had a 52% climb, and it's happening in other places as well. Oklahoma stands out with a 47% increase. What do these surges tell you?
I think at this point in the pandemic in the U.S., we need to be looking at the numbers not only as where we are as a country, but where we are by region and even by community, because it could well be that we as a country are doing pretty well. The numbers are going down and we are past the worst of the pandemic. But there are certainly areas of the country that could still be undergoing surges because they don't have enough vaccination and enough immunity in their particular areas. We are going to be seeing this going into the summer, but I really worry about what's going to happen in the fall and in the winter. This COVID-19 is a winter respiratory virus. We also know that people are going to be going indoors at some point when it gets colder. And I really worry about those areas that don't have high vaccination rates. By the way, those areas also coincide in many cases with areas with underfunded public health systems. So I hope that we'll be attentive to these issues. We'll keep up testing, contact tracing, these other core public health measures. But most importantly, we really need to get people vaccinated because this pandemic is not over.
Can you explain the concerns about this Delta variant?
Yes. Yeah, so this Delta variant that originated in India is more contagious, which is very concerning because the Alpha variant, the B117 originating from the UK, was already very contagious, was more contagious than the wild type strain. But this Delta variant is 60% more contagious than the Alpha variant. So we've seen what happened in the UK, that the Delta has crowded out this very contagious Alpha variant. And the Delta variant is now 99% of the variants in the UK. We're seeing this now occurring.
Yes, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just have a moment, 1 minute, literally with you. And I want to know what this means for vaccinated listeners who are worried about this variant. Can they do all the things they had planned this summer?
If you are fully vaccinated, you are well protected from the Delta variant. That said, if you're only partially vaccinated, if you only got one dose of the vaccine, you are not protected. The studies are showing that you're probably only about 33% protected from the Delta variant. So make sure you get your second dose. And of course, if you are not yet vaccinated, know that you are still at risk. So get vaccinated if you can. But if you are unable to be vaccinated because you are a child under the age of 12, or if you otherwise are immunocompromised, you need to keep on these social distancing measures, keep on wearing masks when indoors, because you are still very much at risk. The pandemic is certainly not over for you if you are not vaccinated.
Tricky for parents who are vaccinated and have kids under 12. Thank you for this. This is Dr. Lena Nguyen, an emergency physician and professor of public health at George Washington University. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.